that the sound of you watching C-SPAN, or maybe it's you attending a late-night city council meeting that's going on and on and on? Or are you the type of person who thinks Snorefest when someone nudges you to become civically engaged? Or is it you who's just plain tired, tired of struggles, or struggles that are never ending, or simply tired from the busyness of life? Well, if you said yes to any of those snoring scenarios, there's a group in Denver that's trying to transform fatigue into engagement. It's called Warm Cookies of the Revolution. And just what exactly is this Warm Cookies of the Revolution? And does it include milk?
So we usually say we're a civic health club, and then people look at us funny, because that doesn't mean much to anyone. But when we say a civic health club, we're saying a place where people can exercise your civic muscles.
That's Evan Weissman, the director of Warm Cookies of the Revolution, or otherwise known as the head civic health fitness guru.
We say civic health club in a place that you want to kind of feel good and have fun while you're doing that. But another way of describing it is we try to get people active in civic life who otherwise wouldn't. And the way that we do it is through art, culture, anything that's going to get, you know, my dad to come, anything that's going to get like your neighbor who would never show up at a meeting about neighborhood issues or taxes, or even if they're interested in that kind of thing, they don't feel like they're welcome, or they don't feel like they have time or energy to do it.
Warm Cookies uses unconventional ways to reach people outside of traditional civic engagement formats. For example, instead of pamphlets, the group has published a baby board book titled Vote Every Day.
It's the second of these board books that we made, they both started with the same idea, which is, how do we get someone who wouldn't otherwise want to get involved in this? And so the thinking behind this was, well, if you're sitting at the DMV or a barber shop or a dentist office or whatever, you know, there's a magazine, there's a book, what would you pick up? And I was like, well, those little baby board books, my brain would pick those up, you know, because it's like, cool, I invest a minute into this, and usually it's, you know, bright and bold. So the first one we did is poetry and photography. That's Bobby Lefebvre and Juan Fuentes, and it's beautiful. And then this one, it's for adults, but it's the idea is that it is as simple as one of those baby books. And so it's just an introduction to the idea of what does it mean to be civic, and why does it apply to my life, and why should I care?
Another format Warm Cookies of the Revolution uses to galvanize citizens to exercise and build civic power are community almanacs.
We actually produced a series of community almanacs in 2021. So we're spending this year getting together and celebrating each one. And they were seasonal, so we're trying to do it around the same time.
That's Mary Grace Legg, videographer and producer of the community almanac.
What inspired you to do this?
Well, you know, it was during a time when we couldn't gather, so we were trying to think of creative ways to create something for people to engage with online that could still have this feeling of sharing wisdom and coming together around issues that we all care about in the community. So we used the format of the almanac as like this way that we over time have shared wisdom through the ages, and there's a seasonal component, so it, like, there's celebration involved, and there are things that we can gather around, as well as the issues that we can talk about and bring people in the community that have maybe some solutions that they can share with all of us, so we can feel that there's hope, you know, that there's something that we can do. I thought that was a really good, like, container for sharing information.
Lake has produced 4 community almanacs, one for each season. Each installment teams up with community members or community groups working on issues to demonstrate how seemingly small local efforts can often have the most immediate impact. A central figure and contributor to the community almanac is herbalist, facilitator, and strategist Asia Dorsey.
I am a bioregional herbalist at Bones, Bugs, and Botany and a permaculture instructor with the Regenerative Ag Collective of Denver, and we focus on centering people's relationship to the earth and helping them to reground in that relationship. And so my role was really to hold the seasons and speak to that and bring in the frequency of our great mama.
And is there anything that you would like listeners to know about the Community Almanac?
Yes. all the things that we need to know, want to know, they're already grounded in our ancestral wisdom and traditions. And all we have to do is hashtag Sankofa and go back and get it. And so that's what the almanac is all about, is remembering and then sharing those memories.
Warm Cookies of the Revolution will host the next Community Almanac installment, Food and Branch, this Sunday, June 12th, beginning at 1 p.m. at the Big Nichols Civic Center building in Denver. By the way, milk, conventional and plant-based, is included with the Feast of Cookies. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.